Now to business, and Kim Savage is back with us. Kia ora.
Thanks, Susie. Yata Maria, good morning. Coming up in today's program, COVID-19 hits banks' profits hard. Time will tell if Sky TV's investments pay off, and we'll have the latest from the financial markets. The banking sector's finances have taken their hardest hit in a decade. KPMG's latest review shows profits down more than a quarter to $4.4 billion, while the amount set aside for bad debts rose nearly fourfold to $1.5 billion. Expenses were up and their margins were down, with a slight lift in lending. KPMG's head of banking, John Kensington, says the strength of the economic rebound may mean banks will reverse some of those provisions. He says the banks were going strong going into the pandemic and have been helped by the government taking a good deal of the risk from them through various schemes. He says the banks can be credited with standing by customers, even if warily.
At the same time as being courageous, they also, I guess, have to be responsible in the way they lend. And I guess the last thing that we would want would be everybody to get every loan approved that they wanted and for a down-the-track situation to arise where that didn't work. I think that the banks have been supportive to date, but I think they have done it with an ear or an eye on being cautious, just so that they don't unleash a credit crisis like occurred in the GFC.
And that's KPMG's head of banking, John Kensington. Investors will be keeping a close eye on whether Sky TV can stabilise the slide in its earnings after slashing its costs over the past 6 months. The pay television operator's half-year profit has tripled after it managed to cut costs and benefited from not having to pay fees to broadcast live sport during the pandemic. However, its revenues continue to fall, down about 7% to $360 million, as the lift in consumers using its streaming services weren't enough to offset the loss of fewer people using its set-top box. Forsyth Barr's head of wealth management research, Matt Henry, says it remains to be seen if recent investments will pay off.
So got a number of initiatives underway where they're looking to either add revenue or enhance the service to existing customers. But the key challenge for them is stabilising that revenue decline. And at this stage, that remains an open question. Done a good job on the cost side. Part of that is short term. But really, I think for investors to get confidence over what the long-term proposition for Sky is, we do need to see that revenue line stabilise.
Forsyth Barr's Matt Henry there, and Sky TV's share price closed down 4%, which was really a fraction of a cent given it's trading at 17 cents a share currently. Tuning now to the markets. Wall Street down across the board this morning. Investors selling off high-flying growth stocks, more of the same, fearing that they might be overvalued. The Dow Jones down more than 0.5%, 182 points lower. The Nasdaq has added to the steep losses it saw yesterday, dropping more than 2%. The S&P 500 on track to fall for a sixth straight day in its longest losing streak since this time last year, down close to 1% currently. Meanwhile, the NZX 50 index starts today at 12,389 after yesterday's 37-point fall. The New Zealand dollar at 73.3 US, 92.7 Australian, 51.9 pence, 0.604 euro, 77.1 yen, and 4.73 yuan. Markets, of course, watching for the Reserve Bank's first monetary policy statement of the year this afternoon. Brent crude oil up about a quarter of a percent at $65.38 US dollars a barrel, and gold has slipped about a tenth of a percent at $1,806 US dollars an ounce. That's business for now. I'll be back at 8:30. We'll have more from the markets then. It's coming up to 7 o'clock.